finally nurses us along the runway, I'm seized by an uncontrollable reluctance to part with the surface of Chile. The trouble with fear of the unknown is that you never know what the fear will be like until it's too late. Clear of South America, we have a 1,500-mile journey to Adventure Network's base at Patriot Hills, Antarctica, which in turn is 600 miles from the South Pole. Flight is self-catering. It's quite liberating not to have to wait for trolleys and plastic trays. It's also much easier to meet your fellow passengers. As far as I can see, there's not a sane one among them. They range from Australian dentists who want to be mountaineers to Japanese who want to ride motorbikes to the pole.
That's the way to do it. All airline caterers.
After setting out, we're over the pack ice. We've reached what Bruce dryly refers to as PNR, the point of no return. There is no longer enough fuel to get us back to Chile. No one says anything, but the mood in the plane changes. Public jollity turns to private contemplation. Everyone